KRDO News time is 7:38. It's KRDO's morning news. We want to welcome you into a Tuesday morning, and thank you so much for joining us. You know, Police Chief Rick Myers joins us once a month, and today's that day. So
good morning
to you, Chief.
Good to be here.
Let me run this story by you, because I thought this was interesting, and I spoke to Lieutenant Ryan at the Falcon Division about this morning. There was an attempted armed robbery this morning on West Fillmore. One armed with a bat and one armed with a knife, and they fled. It was a Western convenience store. Less than 45 minutes later, UCCS cops pulled over a car in the 5500 block of North Nevada, and now two men are in custody. And I found it interesting, and I said that to Lieutenant Ryan. I didn't realize that they had jurisdiction outside of campus. Tell us how that works.
Well, first of all, UCCS Police Department is a bona fide police department. Their officers mm-hmm. are state-certified officers. They're not security guards. They're not proprietary police. They are certified, recognized Colorado peace officers. Whose normal jurisdiction would be limited to the campus of the university. However, for several years, we have had an intergovernmental agreement, and with that agreement, through my office as police chief, we authorize them to exercise their police powers within a radius of the campus. It's defined by the agreement, and they have full police powers within that radius. So it's not uncommon, for example, if we have a Colorado Springs police officer make a traffic stop at Austin Bluffs and Union, and it's a suspected drunk driver, and the person starts getting combative, a UCCS officer lawfully can come and assist our officer. They have jurisdiction, concurrent jurisdiction. In this case, the 5500 block of North Nevada
right
is
there.
Within the radius of their jurisdiction. And we're grateful. It's another set of mm-hmm. eyes and ears out there. We work very closely with their department. They have a very fine department. We actually train with them. A couple of years ago, we had an active shooter scenario and had our SWAT team and their full department mobilized, the hazmat team, fire department, sheriff's office. So it's a great police department to have here in our community, and we work with them whenever possible.
I think that's great information. I think a lot of people, you know, hadn't heard that, and that was new information and kind of interesting to hear. And of course, everybody's innocent until proven guilty, and we haven't even gotten the names yet. But I thought it was interesting that UCCS cops within less than 45 minutes were able to call out to you guys.
Well, they also operate on the Pike Peak Regional Communication Network, our police radio network. They have their own channel that they work off of, but they closely monitor CSPD frequencies, and it's just an example of the collaborative nature of law mm-hmm. enforcement. So as they've heard the description of the suspects and the vehicles, they heard our department looking, and then a very alert police officer making a traffic stop was able to take that information, and we got two bad guys in custody.
Yeah, interesting story, and we'll stay on top of that, as a matter of fact, let you know how that progresses. Chief Myers, I don't know where the time goes. Always a pleasure to talk to you. As you said, thank a cop. Don't forget to thank them for protecting you, serving and protecting.
Absolutely, and not just during Police Week. How about every week of the year?
Mm-hmm. Good advice. We'll talk to you next month.
All right.
Thank you, sir.